And we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, our final segment of the program here with Dr. Richard Linton, president of Kansas State University. And we're going to talk a little bit about athletics because there's a lot of excitement going on there right now, especially with the facilities that are going up. And I got to get your impression here so far, Dr. Linton. What's your overall impression of the state of athletics and the future of that here, including the Big 12?
Yeah, I think there's a tremendous amount of optimism, not only at Kansas State, but around the Big 12 relative to the future. I know that we're in a time of transition where, you know, two teams will be over time exiting the Big 12 and introducing four new teams to the Big 12. I think there's a tremendous amount of optimism and hope and excitement. I had a chance this morning over breakfast to connect with a couple of my colleagues in the Big 12, and everybody's excited about the future of the Big 12, and we'll think we'll be a very, very competitive conference compared to the other Power Five.
That's right. You're at the Big 12 tournament this weekend, aren't you?
That's right. Yep. I'm looking forward to watching our women play Texas, University of Texas, this evening at 7:30. It should be great. And of course, I enjoyed watching the men's game the other night. We just played really, really well. We just ran into a team that evening that probably played one of their best basketball games, West Virginia, all year long. I'm super, super proud of how we played this week.
Yeah. Have you met with Ioka Lee, the great player for the women's team?
I have. She's not only an amazing athlete and competitor, but just an amazing and kind person. And boy, she's when she's on track and she's hot, she is really fun to watch. One of the best players in the nation, no question.
I have an 11-year-old daughter who's into basketball, and she loves watching her play. So she's a big fan. Just pass that along there. She'll watch the women's game before she watches the men's game. That's how big of a fan she is. So
yeah.
So we'll be watching the game here tonight as well. Have you had a chance, while you're there at the Big 12 tournament, have you gotten to meet with some of the other presidents and get their thoughts on the state of college athletics right now?
Yeah, I have. And again, as I mentioned a minute ago, everyone's very optimistic and very excited to be together. I know a number of the presidents just from working with them in other capacities, you know, during my academic career. And again, they've been very welcoming, and they're very happy and proud to have K-State a part of the Big 12. And again, a lot of optimism and looking towards the future, and not so much concerned about the transition and teams that are departing versus the teams that are coming into the league.
Gotcha. A lot of folks are always interested in relationships between presidents and the athletic directors as well as the coaches. You know, you've only been here about a month, but how important is it for you to have continuity there and maintain lines of communication?
Well, it's incredibly important. You know, as I had mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, I kind of define a land-grant university as research, teaching, and extension, plus students, alumni and alumni association, and athletics. And I think especially in land-grant universities in smaller communities like Manhattan, athletics becomes incredibly important because it's what we do. It's what we enjoy. And so I've tried to do everything that I can to try to attend as many of the games as I possibly can. I've been at all the men's and women's basketball games since I've been here, and I'll be at the baseball game tomorrow. And then I think a doubleheader on Sunday, and really looking forward to going into those new facilities as well. One of the other big surprises is as I meet people and tour this campus is the state of our athletic facilities. It's just amazing. When you look at our athletic facilities compared to any other place that I've been, they're absolutely tops in the nation. We should be very, very proud of that. And that really is going to be helpful in attracting great coaches, great leaders, as well as great players. I think once folks see the facilities, they see the possibilities about the creation of a really strong athletic program. And so it's important. I'm connecting with athletics and with the AD a couple of times a week as we, as we push athletics forward. It's a very important relationship.
And what a phenomenal time to be the president when these facilities are expanding. We're going to have that new volleyball arena and the Olympic training center. That's going to be a, a really key piece to that whole puzzle.
Yeah, so this is the next step in the incredible support, philanthropic support of our athletic facilities. I think what we've got another year and a half or so until the volleyball facilities connected with the Olympic training facilities will be in place. And again, that will just put volleyball at the very top of the state of the art and continue with the plan that's been in place for a number of years. I'm incredibly thankful for the donors, the many donors that have supported all of these facilities. And I think, you know, when you go on campus, you can certainly see the impact of their generous donations.
Certainly can. Of course, that we're seeing a lot of construction up there on Kimball right now, and that's going to be another part of that puzzle, the North Campus Corridor. Have you had a chance to talk with city officials a little bit about that yet?
I have, and of course, the North District, you know, Collaborative District, is a very exciting place for me because it mimics something called Centennial Campus that we had on the NC State campus, which was, you know, the bringing together of business partners to be able to create interactions that help to be able to build the economy and create jobs. And so I'm hoping as we build this vision out, we can be, you know, equally, if not more successful in helping to bring collaborative partners to our campus to be able to work with our faculty, to be able to work with our students so that our student pipeline can feed into their needs and so that we can build this into a private-public partnership that leads to positive things for the state of Kansas. Really excited about the vision and what's happening with the North Collaborative District.
And then finally here, my final question for you here this morning is revolving around the news. Yesterday we heard I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about it, but Bruce Weber resigning from his coaching duties after 10 years. I know they had a tough exit there in the Big 12 tournament, but there'll be a lot of questions swirling about what happens next, but your thoughts on that?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I think yesterday was a difficult day for K-State and K-State athletics. Let me first say how appreciative I am of Bruce Weber's leadership as a coach and a human being for the last decade. I've had the great pleasure of knowing Bruce Weber for about 25 years. I met him a couple of times when I was at Purdue University, and there's not a finer person and a finer individual, and we're incredibly thankful for his amazing success that he's had at K-State. You know, over the last couple of weeks, there's been collaborative conversations with the AD and with Bruce Weber, and I'm certainly supportive of you know, the turn of events over the last couple of days, and very optimistic and very hopeful for who we can attract here at K-State, you know, to be able to revitalize a basketball program and push it in a positive direction. At the same time, I'm also thinking about Bruce Weber and his family and hope the very, very best for him and his family. Again, could not be a better human being. And Kansas State's been very proud to know and to have worked with him for the past decade.
Yeah. Will you be part of that process, or is that a Gene Taylor decision?
No, I'm the president of the university, so I will be a part of that. I will be a part of that process. It's his team's goal to be able to identify and to recruit the talent. And, of course, I'll be in part of the interview process and, of course, a part of the final decision process as we move forward, hopefully, you know, over the next several weeks.
All right, very good. Well, certainly a lot of room for optimism here going forward with Kansas State University. Any final words here before we wrap things up, Dr. Linton?
No, just I'm incredibly thankful to be a part of your program this morning and happy to join you at any time.
All right, well, we'll look forward to it. It's spring break, so hope you have a good one there and get a chance to reset maybe a little bit, and we'll probably talk to you here later this year.
Well, sounds good. And make sure that the folks that are listening in, make sure that you join us at 7:30 tonight for the Wildcats against the University of Texas.
All right. Go Cats. We're looking forward to it. Dr. Linton,
go Cats.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. That's Dr. Richard Linton. Again, he's the new president of Kansas State University, joining us here on the program. If you missed any of our interview, we will have it up online shortly here on the on-demand section at News Radio KMAN. com. Coming up on Monday's program, we're going to be talking to some members of the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine And we'll also be getting some other updates. Don't have the full program list in front of me here, but K-State Vet Med is our featured segment coming up on Monday. So I'll be looking forward to that. Stephen?